This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Available in most stores.
Geico for your boat. See how much you could save at geico.com today.
This is the home of the first place Chicago Cubs. Listen to every game here.
Deep fly ball to left. This ball's got a chance. Long gone. Tape measure time for Wilson Contreras.
Live from the Hyundai Studios, this is 670 The Score. WSCR and HD Chicago. WBMX HD2 Chicago. A radio.com sports station. The Score!
This guy is a machine. All he does is work out and pick winners.
Early odds with Joe Ostrowski.
Oregon's down by 12. They're on the 45-yard line with no timeouts.
Oregon's got an All-American field goal kicker.
Why didn't somebody tell me?
Chicago Sports Betting Show.
Touchdown, Ohio State. There are some folks who are celebrating and others who are saying, you've got to be kidding.
You kind of know what I'm thinking about.
Over or under?
Under would be the key word. Hello?
Bet with an edge.
He'd find out the kind of inside stuff nobody else knew, and that's what he put his money on. He even figured out the different bounce you got off the different kinds of wood they used on college basketball courts, you know?
Early odds with Joe Ostrowski.
A friend of mine is very smart, said I've been very lucky with gambling. I've never won.
Saturday mornings on 670 The Score and the radio.com app.
Come on, Hawks. Plan was to win in five so all of us could catch another first period over ticket. Books took a beating on that Blackhawks-Oilers series, which wrapped up in four games last night. I know there was a lot of sharp money in on the series at plus 160. All those alternate overs in the first period, over 2.5, over 1.5. Then they bumped it up to 2. People are still cashing on those throughout the four games. So I know a lot of you had a profitable week when it comes to hockey. Happy Saturday morning. Joe Ostrowski with you. Early odds, 8 to 9 a.m. every Saturday. And by the way, if you are looking for Sports Medicine Weekly, new day, new time, catch the guys every Sunday morning right here on The Score at 7 a.m. Sports Medicine Weekly, Sundays at 7 a.m. A jam-packed show, as always, here this week. We have Alex B. Smith talk about the Stanley Cup playoff, qualifying round, whatever you want to call it. He'll be breaking down the hockey in just a few minutes. Johnny Avello, the head of DraftKings Sportsbook. They went live this week in Illinois, so a lot to talk to Johnny about. Also, Fried Egg Pauly on the PGA Championship and our friend Jim Miller over at Hawthorne Racecourse. On the baseball front, unfortunately, not much to discuss on the north side of town, because the 10-3 Cubs are not going to be playing until Tuesday when they visit the Indians. You know by now that the entire Cubs-Cardinals series has been postponed. Now, the White Sox put one on the left side of the column with a victory last night, so they sit with an 8-6 record, taking on the Tribe today. The way I'm looking at this matchup between the Sox and the Indians is really all about the pitching. I know you could say that about every single day, but I'm talking about a specific prop. I'm looking on the board. I still don't see a number for this game. We know that Cleveland should be a large favorite. You've got Zach Plesac on the mound for Cleveland. First start of the year, struck out the Sox 11 times. He has a 17K-1 walk ratio at this early juncture in the season, and the Sox are going with Matt Foster. Maybe we'll get some intel from Rick Renteria in the pregame show, but this will be Foster's first start of his entire career. I use that term start loosely because it appears that he's going to be in the role of the opener. If you look at his minor league numbers, he didn't have a start in rookie ball, A ball, high A, double A, or even triple A. And he's had just three relief appearances at this level. A sample size is just 3 2/3 innings this year. Now, his strikeout rate is at 43%. And last year in triple A, he did have a 28% K rate in a matter of 55 innings. So you have Plesac, who had 11 Ks against the Sox in their last matchup. And then you have Foster. He might only be out there for a couple of innings. So I'm really curious where the books are going to set these strikeout totals. If we hear from Rick Renteria in the pregame, hey, he's only going two innings. Some of those algorithms that these sports books are looking at, I don't know that they're going to get that information right away, and then you might have the advantage. Then if they set the strikeout total around 3 or 3.5, expecting more than a couple of innings, you could jump in on the under. And maybe the Zach Plesac number, we'll see. Maybe it's in the 5-6 range, and you have the opportunity to go over. Even his last start, he had 6 Ks. So I think the opportunity in this one, you know, Cleveland's going to be a heavy favorite, and they should be with Foster on the bump, and they're such a talented team. But take a look at those pitching props when it comes to the strikeouts for today. And since the Blackhawks advanced last night in 4 games, let's go back to some hockey. We bring in our buddy Alex B. Smith on the Alpamonte Ford, Hotline Alpamonte Ford in Melrose Park. Follow Alex on Twitter at AXSmithSports, AXSmithSports.com. Alex, I know you're a very proud Southside guy. You're living up in Minnesota now, but you are still cheering for your White Sox and your Blackhawks.
Oh, absolutely. I'm wearing the Hawks jersey today. An incredible win. I mean, this is just obviously everything's just been so strange in 2020 in the world of sports. The Hawks team that, you know, for all intents and purposes has no business being in the postseason, but, you know, hey, if you're in the battle, you show up and you perform, and they did that. They, you know, won 3 of 4 against a good Edmonton team, and now they're officially in the Stanley Cup playoffs.
Completely anecdotal, but it feels like so many of our listeners cash tickets. You know how Chicago sports fans are. They're going to bet on their team no matter what. And yeah. I know there's so many people that got down on plus money series wagers against the Oilers. They were right. And the over until last night, that was a hell of a trend. The first period over really cashed if you were willing to go over 2.5.
Yeah, I mean, and that's been the mantra for the Hawks for, what, 2.5 seasons now, that first period over. You know, it's something that I've cashed plenty of tickets with. I didn't really touch it too much, like I said, with this series because of the fact that it was 2.5, which is very high. The whole point of that trend becoming so profitable a couple of years ago was that the number hadn't moved. It was always 1.5, and maybe the juice would go up to maybe minus $1.30, $1.40. And so the books got smart and started moving that number instead of moving the price or moving both. But it didn't matter. Like you said, you know, the loyal Chicago fans still betting into the team, betting into those numbers. And I mean, when you have all the offensive talent between those two teams, Kane, Taves, Kubalik, and then on the flip side, Draisaitl, McDavid, Yamamoto, all you can ask for is a bunch of scoring, and that's exactly what we saw. Even the 3-2 game, there were so many chances in game 4 that were missed. That could have been a much higher scoring game. So that's what you want to see offense, especially when you have an over ticket, be it full game or the first period.
Yeah, in the first periods, I did see them move it up to 2, but I mentioned 2.5 because a lot of people were just betting that, plus 220, plus 240, because they were all cashing. Aside from the betting, and you can bring in the betting if you want here, but just looking at this Hawks team and what we saw in the qualifying round, taking out the Oilers in 4 games, and so many people thought the Oilers, there's no question. With McDavid, they're just going to fly past the Hawks. What do you think about this Hawks team overall? And if they have what it takes, we'll talk about the potential opponents in a minute, but just if they have what it takes to make a run.
You know, and I'm a diehard Hawks fan. I've lived and died with this team through the dark ages and through the dynasty years that we've had now. And This is not a good team. I'm not going to sugarcoat it. This is not a good hockey team. They are not balanced enough, and we talk about it. Like I said, there's some defensive lapses. The blue line's not as strong. Duncan Keith, a true generational talent, future Hall of Famer, is going to have his number two retired at some point, but he has definitely lost a step, and you can see that when he's on the power play unit with Kane and Taves and Kubalik and Kirby Dach, he's the slowest guy out there, and that's not something you normally say about Keith. He's one of the better skaters on this team for years and years. Connor Murphy's a solid defenseman coming to his own. He's had injury issues, so he's slowly getting there. I think he's going to improve over time. Calvin DeHaan's a great defenseman, but also has some injury issues too, so though that blue line, and it's led to where Corey Crawford, who's been tremendous with all that he's had to battle through, he fought through COVID, he fought through his concussions, and he's made some incredible saves in that series. But we can't rely on him to make 10 bell saves, every single period, especially if we're playing a high-powered team like a Colorado or a Vegas in the first round. So we have the offensive horses, but on that back end, it's going to be a real uphill climb making it through this Stanley Cup playoff.
All right, Alex, you just alluded to it. Let's go there. Today at 2 o'clock, it's the Knights and the Avs. Which team should Hawks fans be rooting for?
They should be rooting for Vegas. And I know that seems a bit crazy because we really haven't done well against Vegas in the couple of years that they've been in the NHL. But they've got some things they got to work out. Obviously, former goalie for the Hawks, Robin Lehner, is in a bit of a battle. I guess you could say in quotation marks, battle with Marc-Andre Fleury. They'll be playing through the round robin, and they've been splitting time. He did look a little rusty, gave up a couple of soft goals when they played against Dallas a few days ago. But this is the team that the Hawks want to play because Colorado on the flip side, and those who follow that Central Division know Colorado, an absolute juggernaut with a lot of offensive talent. You got Nathan MacKinnon, Gabe Landeskog, Cale Makar, the great young defenseman, good two-way player. This Colorado team is loaded offensively, and I think they would give the Hawks a ton of trouble. I think Vegas would be an easier team to manage, be able to kind of hold their own. And Vegas, they're not as offensively explosive as they were a couple of years ago. They try to focus more defensively, especially with Pete DeBoer being their coach now. So Hawks fans should be rooting for Vegas, but Colorado is a really good-looking team.
This is Early Odds, Sports Radio 670. The Score, I'm Joe Ostrowski. Our guest, Alex B. Smith. He's a hockey handicapper. Follow him on Twitter, at AXSmithSports on Twitter, at AXSmithSports. Now, Alex, we've got two games today. We just talked a little bit about this Vegas-Colorado matchup. The primetime game is Philadelphia and Tampa Bay. Do you like either game or maybe even both?
I like the Colorado game. Like I said, that price, seeing it around, a pick and price, anywhere in that range is definitely worth something to take a shot with Colorado, because we're not going to see that price available for Colorado, even if they've, like I said, for them to draw against the Hawks. But look on the flip side with the Philly-Tampa Bay game. This is an interesting matchup because you got Tampa Bay. You look at their head-to-head series. Tampa's won the last 7 meetings against Philadelphia and 9 of the last 10. But this Philly team is actually playing better hockey, in my opinion. Carter Hart is one of the best goalies coming up now in the league. Philly's really focused on, being a defensive-first-minded team. Tampa Bay has some injury issues. There won't be no Steven Stamkos. He's not going to be ready until the actual playoffs start on Tuesday. And that's not really a humongous loss for Tampa, because it seems like he's always injured when they go into the playoffs or he's dealing with some kind of injury and playing through it. But this Philly team, the way that they're constructed right now, and if you can find them at a plus price, it might be worth taking a shot with today.
Anything you like tomorrow on Sunday?
No, the Sunday games, I mean, these are pretty much going to seem like throwaway games with Dallas and St. Louis, two teams that really just kind of seem like they're just trying to get in the shape to get ready for the postseason. And even the same can be said for Boston and Washington. Boston had some health issues going in. Washington a little bit concerned because actually they're better of the two goalies, in my opinion. And Ilya Samsonov is out. Did not make the trip to the bubble in Toronto, so they have to ride Braden Holtby. And we've seen in previous preseasons, even though Washington did win the Cup a couple of years ago, Holtby had some up-and-down struggles during the playoffs. So if he falters, they've got to go to a complete unknown for their backup. Could be some issues for Washington down the road. So games that I'll be watching Sunday for, to take notes and different things, but nothing worth betting on any of those two games.
Alex, I can't believe I forgot to bring this up. We should have already hit this. You've really got me intrigued. You've been tweeting about it over the last week or so. You've been cashing a lot of tickets on this third period over trend? Enlighten us.
Yeah, so last postseason, I noticed something with elimination games where, you know, obviously you have a team, chances are they're down a goal, maybe even two goals, they pull their goaltender. But it's not like it used to be back in the day where the teams would kind of wait till there's, you know, the announcement of 1 minute left in the period, and then the goalie skates off to the bench. The coaches were pulling their goalies with about 3, 4, maybe even 5 minutes left. So we're seeing these wide open nets and teams, you know, if you're down 3-1, what's the difference between being down 4-1? You still want to have the advantage of that extra player. So once again, just like the first period overs a few years ago, books aren't moving that number. That number's still showing up at 1.5. Now, conversely, if there's some books that don't post in the pregame where you can bet the third period over, you can use in-game wagering, live wagering to your advantage, and just bet the live over. So, for example, if we have a 2-2 game, then obviously you see a number of over 5.5. That's just as good as betting the third period over 1.5 individually. So you just want to, you know, look at the same price. If you see a higher price, maybe pregame in the third period of $1.60, and that's a little too rich for your taste, then wait for the beginning of the third period. You find that live over priced at maybe $1.25, $1.30, and then you can jump in and be able to cash that because you know you're going to have that empty net a little bit longer than you would in a regular season game.
This is Joe O with Alex B. Smith, Sports Radio 670, The Score. After this qualifying round, have you adjusted your opinion on any teams, or do you have anything you want to share as far as futures, if people want to jump in there?
Nothing too crazy. I mean, there's some teams that are really going to be, tough outs. Looking at Arizona, the way that they constructed, Darcy Kemper has really emerged as being, I mean, he seemed like a guy who was just going to be a fringe AHL kind of goalie. He kind of toiled around as a backup with the Minnesota Wild. But he's emerged as a quality number one guy. And a lot of Hawks fans will probably remember some of the faces that play in Arizona with Jalmerson, Vinny Hinostroza, who had an assist in that game-winning goal in overtime the other day against Nashville for Arizona to advance. So that Coyotes team, a team that's going to maybe give some teams some trouble. And you look at the flip side on that Eastern Conference. Like I said, I mentioned with Philadelphia is definitely a team that you'd want to look out for. The New York Islanders as well. You know, defense tends to win championships. And we know Barry Trotz, he's a guy who is defensive-minded first. We saw him win a cup in Washington. He had that Islander team actually scoring goals now. The way that they were able to get rid of Coach Q's Florida Panther team in four games, they scored 5 goals in that game 4. If they can get the offense balanced with that defense, that's going to be another tough team that you might want to look to bet on.
Alex, anything you got going on that you want to promote to some of your Chicago people?
Yeah, I mean, check out, I have a show that's on Patreon called The Ice Guys. It's me and Ian Cameron and Jimmy Murphy, and we talk hockey every day. So every day during the Stanley Cup playoffs, if there's a game, we'll be on around 1 o'clock Central Time. You can find it on patreon.com/iceguys. Follow me on Twitter at axsmithsports. I have a lot of free plays. I also have plays for sale at my website, axsmithsports.com.
His name, Alex B. Smith. Alex, best of luck throughout the rest of the playoffs. I'll be bugging you again, okay?
Sounds good, Joe. Thanks for having me.
Later this hour, we've got you covered on the PGA Championship and horse racing picks today. But coming up next, right here on Sports Radio 670, The Score, Johnny Avello, the head of DraftKings Sportsbook, will join the show. This is Early Odds. My name is Joe Ostrowski. You've got 670 The Score in the Radio.com app.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
All right, football fans, the NFL Draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. AUDACY. Download it today.
Early Odds with you on a Saturday morning, 8 to 9 a.m. every Saturday on Sports Radio 670. The Score. And Wednesday afternoon, DraftKings Sportsbook went live here in Illinois. Sportsbook number 4, mobile book number 2. And the director of DraftKings Sportsbook is Johnny Avello. And he joins me on the Alpamonte Ford Hotline, Alpamonte Ford in Melrose Park. Johnny, our listeners are really intrigued by the sports betting industry. So could you share with us your path in this industry before landing at DraftKings?
Sure, Joe. Thanks for having me on. You know, I've been in Las Vegas since 1979, and I worked in the, you know, the pit area, the 21 and roulette and dice. I could deal all the games, and that's where I started. And then I moved to racing sports in 1986, been in that ever since. And I'll tell you the difference between the two, Joe, is that in those table games, you know, you play in 21, you hit or you stay on soft 17, you bust when you go over. You're playing dice, you roll a 6 on your first roll, you got to roll another 6 before you roll a 7. Those rules are cut and dry. Yeah. But in sports, it's not. You know, when you make a line, you know, what should I make it 6.5? Should I make it 7? Should I move it on this bet or shouldn't I move it? So one is an area that's black and white, and one's a gray area. And that's the fun about working in racing sports.
When you're asked how the industry has changed, I mean, now you're talking about 40 years with your career. What's the first thing you think of? We've had over the last couple of years since PASPA was overturned, just proliferation throughout the entire country, all around us. If you look at Michigan and Indiana and Iowa, we got it going here in Illinois. But what's the first thing that pops to your mind about change in the business?
The mobile app. The mobile app has changed it. And the reason it's changed it is because you do not have to walk into a bricks and mortar location to make a wager. You can make a wager from wherever you are by abiding, of course, to the rules. If the rules say you need to stay be within the borders of Nevada, then you're within the borders of Nevada. But you're able to make that wager without leaving your home, or you're at dinner, or you're getting a haircut, or you're swimming. Whatever you're doing, you could make that wager. I think that's been the biggest change.
What's the biggest bet you are allowed to take? And do you have any stories on a bet that you just couldn't get approved?
The biggest bet I've taken with DraftKings, and I'm sure you're aware of it. It was a $3.5 million bet from Mattress Mack.
Oh yeah.
and we took that at our Scarlet Pearl, Mississippi Biloxi in the Iberville, Mississippi property. That's the biggest bet I've ever taken. I can't say there's bets that I haven't been able to get approved. When I worked around the book at Wynn, we took multiple million-dollar bets, and I just need a little time. You know, if you think you're going to walk up to the counter and make a million-dollar bet, you know, you're going to it doesn't happen that way. You have to prearrange it, or give me a call, or tell me what you want, or at least give me a half hour so I can run it up the flagpole.
At DraftKings, when you're taking a $3.5 million bet, how many calls does that entail?
It wasn't a lot. It wasn't a lot. It was to one of the owners, Matt Kalish, and you know, Matt's just didn't take them long. We took the bet, and the Scarlet Pearl, of course, our partner, we had to have involved. So between those two, we decided that it was a good bet for us to take.
This is Early Odds on Sports Radio 670. The Score, my guest, Johnny Avello, the head of DraftKings Sportsbook, DraftKings now in Illinois. And Casino Queen became DraftKings at Casino Queen very recently here in the state. And I know it was a long battle to get into Illinois. And your company with legalization, for the most part, is viewed as the leader. The stock price has gone haywire during the pandemic when there were no sports, which is just absolutely wild to me. But what does it mean for DraftKings to have the ability earlier this week to launch in Illinois?
Yeah, we had our eyes on Illinois, and we know that's a great market for us to be in. So you're right. There were some obstacles. Even when we thought we were opening, we weren't. It took us probably another week or so before we did get open, but now we are open. I personally know a lot of people from Illinois, and they were players of mine at Wynn, so I know it's a state that people were traveling to Las Vegas to play in our sports book, and so now they can stay home and do it, and no longer need to have to travel, especially during the pandemic here. So we're excited to be opened up in Illinois.
I love talking to longtime bookmakers like yourself or Jimmy Vaccaro, or I'm buddies with Dave Sherapan at CG Technologies, and how they talk about Chicago sports bettors. So all your time in Vegas, you probably see it on a daily basis, Chicago sports bettors walking through. What do you think about it, and how do they operate once they get there?
Well, I'll tell you, it goes back for me being at Bally's. You know, when I worked at Bally's from 1990 to 2005, and Bally's had some ties with Chicago, you know, and Bally's Gaming did. And we used to get just a bunch of people in visiting from Chicago. So we knew that for that year, the Chicago Cubs and the Blackhawks and the White Sox and every team.
The Bears.
We knew we were going to be super loaded on the future book for those teams.
Yeah. And as we alluded to earlier, not in an ideal situation with the in-person registration. Thank you, Governor Pritzker. A competition is popping up for a lot of the Illinois sports bettors listening right now. But what's your elevator pitch on why DraftKings is the best option?
Oh, I got a lot of reasons why DraftKings. First of all, we're in multiple states. So therefore, if you're signed up in one state and you actually go to another state, you can make a wager that the app knows that you've moved to another state where it's legal. You could continue to just make a wager without having to go and changing any functions on your phone. The app itself, very easy to use and very easy to navigate through. Multiple layers of content. I mean, one game could have 20 or 25 different ways to bet it. The innovative staff that we have, we're always looking at the latest and the greatest. We want to be the best, so we're continuously coming up with new ideas. If you like DFS, I think we have one of the best DFS products out there, and we continue to improve that. And in some of our states, we actually have a casino product where you can bet casino games. You know, that's being New Jersey, Pennsylvania, West Virginia. And then our customer experience team, I think they're second to none. If anytime you have an issue, you just write in and they're back to you within minutes. So I can go on and on. I mean, I just think that the company's just first class.
I received so many questions about the process. There's a lot of confusion in Illinois. So a lot of sports bettors I know, last football season when Indiana launched, they just went over the border. It's literally a half hour away, if even that long, from downtown Chicago. So they sign up with DraftKings in Indiana and they bet with them throughout the football season. If you're signed up at DraftKings in Indiana and you live in Illinois, to bet in Illinois, you still have to go to East St. Louis to register, correct?
That's correct. And, you know, you're more familiar with that area than I am, but you know that East St. Louis is right across the river from St. Louis.
Right.
So it's an easy drive over to register. And we're doing registration right in the parking lot, making it really easy. You don't even have to go in the location itself. So we're bending over backwards to get customers there to sign up. Unfortunately, you can't sign up remotely. We're hoping to change that in the future. Hopefully everybody in Illinois will write in and say, hey, I like the way of just doing it from my house without having to drive into East St. Louis. But in the meantime, that's the only way to do it. So go ahead and do it. It'll be worth your while.
Where should people contact? Is that the gaming board? Is that politicians? Where should we reach out to? Anybody? Just keep talking about it.
I'd start with politicians. Why not?
Okay. Yeah, you never know. This is Early Odds on Sports Radio 670, The Score. Our guest, Johnny Avella, the head of the DraftKings Sportsbook. So now we're back to sports. So I'm sure it's great for you guys. Stanley Cup playoffs going on, NBA, Major League Baseball. We have a golf major this weekend. I know MMA does very well for you guys. What's kind of leading the charge right now?
Joe, when you go back to March, when we lost the NCAA tournament, that's one of the biggest betting opportunities of the year. So we lose that. And so our company, you know, what are we going to do? So what we did is we pivoted and we found other content to deal at that time. We were dealing darts and table tennis and rugby and, you know, all these obscure sports and even soccer, which we do a lot of, but even some soccer that we haven't done in the past. And that we really did well with those sports. We actually didn't lose a lot of market share. I think things stayed almost status quo, believe it or not. And then came May and the UFC started up again and they were doing a couple bouts a week. And then it was the golf matchups with Tiger Woods and Phil and the two quarterbacks. And there was one the previous week with, I think it was Ricky and Dustin Johnson and Rory. Those matches all did well. And then enter PGA Golf. That came back and every single week we were outhandling biggest numbers, outhandling the previous week, biggest numbers ever. Now we're back to course sports and I knew it would be really good. It's just so over the top. We just got customers betting all the games every day. They're spread out. And the good part that came from all of that content that I previously spoke of is that that is part of our menu now. That's not going away. So, you know, darts and esports and all the thing is just part of our overall menu.
What's the NBA? This is still the regular season, kind of.
Yeah.
So what's the NBA regular season handle like now compared to February?
It's actually equal to or greater than. But remember, there's a couple of points here is that number one is the craving for that was pretty substantial. So now, you know, that was one reason, but we are in multiple locations now too. So we've expanded. And so, you know, they're the two reasons for it, but I see it keep growing every single day. NBA has always been a huge offering for us. And when it returned, even if it's just regular season, like you said, when we get into the playoffs, I'm expecting some whirlwind numbers.
Is your average sports bettor at DraftKings late 20s, early 30s? What's the profile?
I would say that's probably correct, but I think we have a wide array of – we have 40s, 50s, 60s. I can tell you that myself, I took up the average age of course for DraftKings. You know, the working – it's probably 25, 29, 30 for the average – age of the worker for DraftKings, but I brought that up substantially.
I hear you. Well, they needed your experience, Johnny. Like, hey, look at us. I asked that question because I get so many questions on Twitter about it. And a lot of times for so long, it's been, what about DraftKings? What about FanDuel? What's going on with Illinois? Help us out. Fill us in. And most times it looks like someone in their 20s or 30s that has been playing DFS for the last decade or so. Football, we all hope it happens, but are bettors reluctant to jump in on win totals or the futures book right now?
No, football? They are not. They are not. No, they are not, knowing that, if the season, which we believe the season will continue and we believe they'll have a successful season, but if something happened, we would refund the money. You know, if they only played a couple of games, of course, we'd have to refund all bets, future bets, and regular season wins. So, no, they are not reluctant to jump in. They are in full steam.
Full menu of sports, Saturday and Sunday. Has anything jumped out to you as some sharp action? Any sport, any games for this weekend?
I can't say that I've seen that. I mean, there's been some games that have moved a little, but that doesn't necessarily mean that it's a real sharp play. I've been keeping my eyes on the golf. I noticed some of the bets that came in, and I wouldn't consider this maybe partially sharp and maybe partially unsophisticated. Brooks Koepka got a real big push this week, and you know, every other bet coming through was on him in multifaceted ways too. You know, to not only to win the tournament, but to win some of his matchups. You know, and some of the other offerings. You look at Brooks Koepka, you see the way he's played in majors. He enters the major last week with a chance to win, blows up on the last hole and doesn't get there, but it looks like his game is back, and the bettors took full advantage of the odds that we're offering this week.
Johnny, I want to close with something you mentioned a few minutes ago, and this legal sports betting in Illinois, it's so new still to many of us. We don't understand the process and how things are going on with the Illinois Gaming Board behind the scenes, and they're not very transparent, to be quite honest. And you mentioned many offerings. I know you've talked in the past or in Jersey. I don't recall if you got a pass, but you were trying to get Oscars. I know many have talked about presidential elections, that if that ever gets approved, how big it would be. So is that state by state? You have to go to each gaming board in each state. And is there anything that might surprise us that's been passed in Illinois?
No, nothing in Illinois has. But remember, I understand how the regulators work. Sometimes they're a little conservative to start, and as they get used to it, they open up a bit. But each state is separate, and they do approve the offerings as they see fit. New Jersey's been very aggressive. You're right, we've done Oscars there for 2 years now. We've done Emmys. So they've been a little, we did the hot dog eating contest. so they have been a little more aggressive, and I think Illinois will get there too. But I understand how regulators think just coming into it with the conservative approach.
In your perfect world, what's available that you can't get on the board anywhere?
You mentioned it, the presidential elections in general. I just think they're just a huge right. Everybody's got an opinion on an election, and I hope we get there. It was close a couple of months ago. It looked like it could have happened. West Virginia looked like they were going to open the doors for it, and one of our competitors tried it, but it got shut down. So who knows? I'm hopeful it'll happen. Probably not this year, but we'll take another crack at it next year.
Johnny Avello, the head of DraftKings Sportsbook. Johnny, thank you so much for coming on Early Odds this morning.
Oh, my pleasure, Joe.
And Johnny Avello mentioned all the action they've been getting at DraftKings on Brooks Koepka going for another PGA Championship. And there Koepka is, top of the leaderboard, in second place halfway through the tournament. Up next, we'll try to find you a golf winner. How about another winner with the ponies? Early Odds with Joe Ostrowski, Saturdays, 8 to 9 a.m. on 670 The Score and the Radio.com app. We had to wait a while, but we finally got the first golf major of the year. We're halfway through the PGA Championship. Joe Ostrowski with you, Saturday mornings, Early Odds, Sports Radio 670, The Score. Now let's check in with Paulie from EliteSportsBetting.com. You follow him on Twitter, at Fried Egg Paulie. He's a Chicago area guy. How you doing, Paulie?
Doing good, Joe. How about yourself?
Doing well. Majors is going on. We have most of our sports back, so can't really complain. Let's start with the top of the leaderboard, man. It's a major, right? Haotong Lee and Mike Lorenzo Vera at the very top.
Yeah, it's definitely going to be interesting to see how that plays out over the weekend here, because, you know, if I'm a guy sitting back in the pack there, you know, with such a condensed leaderboard, it's hard to believe that those guys would hold on the weekend. You're more likely concerned about where guys like, you know, Koepka or Schaffley are at in leaderboard.
In addition to the names here and it being a major, the other thing you have to look at with Lee and Vera, not to rip on them, they've played well for 2 days, but when you see a couple of players not at the elite level of some of those other names out there, and they've gained over 4 strokes putting, is that just going to be an immediate fade the next couple of days?
Yeah, that's one where you're not really looking to, you know, back that person in the next couple of rounds. You're more likely going to see them shoot a, you know, an average round of, you know, 70 or 71 and most likely, you know, fall back slightly in the leaderboard.
Any players you were very disappointed in to see miss the cut?
No, not really. You really saw a lot of the top players really either you know, be towards the top of the leaderboard or just make the cut barely. You know, Rory and JT got off to, you know, some hot starts and struggle on the way in, but they both ended up making the cut. So if they would have missed, it would have been a surprise. But, you know, they made the cut. And in all honesty, they're still technically in the event because the cut's at one over and, you know, 6 unders in third place. That's not really that far separated.
How far down the board are you willing to go at the PGA Championship with 2 days to play? Are you looking at some names that are 6 back or 7 back, or is there a line that you're willing to draw?
Yeah, I think the best way to approach this is try to like work backwards and figure out what you think the winning score is going to be. And I think the winning score this week is going to be probably 10 or 11 under. So if we work backwards, that means, you know, a guy that's maybe 2 or 3 under right now would have to shoot 4 under each day, which I think is possible on this golf course. So if you find a guy that you like down there at a couple under par that can go out and shoot 66 in this golf course, you know, you could find somebody at 100 to 1 that's a really good player that, you know, could have a fighting chance come Sunday.
Any outrights that have value going into round 3?
I'm guessing the guys that are going to be, you know, probably favored or close to favored come, you know, Sunday morning are probably going to be Brooks Koepka, just because he's won so many majors that the books are going to shade that line a little bit.
I know you're already invested in Bryson, but I see him at 40-1. Let me throw a couple of the big names out there. Rory's at 45, Rahm's at 50.
Yeah, I probably wouldn't play Rory or Rahm there just because they've been making some, you know, mistakes that haven't necessarily been their true self. We saw Rory make a triple bogey in a hole where he was just, you know, greenside in two and just had a bad chip and then three-putted from a short distance. And I just don't think that they both have the mental fortitude on this course to, you know, contend, whereas a guy like Koepka or even a guy like Shoffley, who I think is like 16-1 currently, probably has a better chance for your money at those odds to win the event.
The site that I'm taking a look at right now, I also see Shoffley at 16-1. DJ's at 16-1. Paul Casey at 25-1. Putting could be an issue with him. Does that seem like a range that you would look at?
Yeah, I'm usually a big, you know, Xander Shoffley backer. He's played, I think, 11 majors, and he's finished top six in half of them. Mm-hmm. So that's a guy that, you know, plays pretty well when the pressure is on. And he hasn't really done anything special for 2 days. He just kind of hung in there. And he's done this in a bunch of majors in the past to where he ends up being within two or three strokes of the winner, you know, come Sunday. And all it takes is one hot round. And we've seen him go super low before when he won at Kapalua, I believe, this year or the year before.
This is Early Odds on Sports Radio 670. The Score, Joe Ostrowski. Our guest is Paulie from EliteSportsBetting.com. Follow him on Twitter at FriedEggPaulie. Selfish question. I've got Berger. What do you think of my chances?
I mean, he's been playing great this year. He's already got one win at Colonial. I mean, I definitely don't hate having that position right now because what were the odds you got him pre-tournament?
Yeah, unfortunately, I'm not one of those people that bet him weeks ago at 40. So it was about 28.
28-1, but he's sitting, what, about 8 or 9-1 in the market currently? So you have to be happy with the position.
He's actually the second favorite. Does that make sense to you? They've got Brooks Koepka as the runaway favorite at most shops right now, about in that 4-1, 5-1 range. And then they bunch up Berger, Day, Fleetwood, and Rose.
Yeah, I think that kind of makes sense because they're pretty much shading the numbers towards the action they're going to receive. And when Brooks has won four of the last 10 majors, you're going to see, you know, the general public want to bet Brooks. So even if they put Brooks at, you know, 3-1, 4-1, 5-1, people are going to bet no matter what because they just think Brooks is going to win. So they're going to shade that number down a little bit.
As we're waiting for these prices on the round three matchups, Paulie, do you have any golfers in mind that you will be backing or fading today?
Yeah, I'm most likely going to be backing Shoffley. It'd be interesting to see who he's going to be paired up with for the matchup there, you know, on the sports books. But I'd be willing to bet that he's going to be in a pretty juicy matchup, hopefully against, you know, somebody like maybe a Dustin Johnson or even a Paul Casey we can get a matchup with. And I'd be willing to back Shoffley in that case.
Just as a big golf fan, do you like this primetime stuff?
Yeah, I actually do like it because it allows you to, you know, kind of just watch the whole entire day and have it end on a Sunday, you know, late in the evening so you can kind of progress throughout the day and watch, you know, every single shot of every player.
Paulie, tell our listeners what they'll find at EliteSportsBetting.com.
Yep, so at EliteSportsBetting.com, we pretty much have, you know, picks and video content up there every day covering all kinds of various sports from, you know, football to basketball to golf with professional sports bettors there providing, you know, video content and reasons for, you know, why we're selecting certain plays, trying to educate bettors to become better bettors in the long run.
Paulie, best of luck in cashing a ticket on Sunday night.
Sounds good. Thank you, Joe.
Early Odds on 670, The Score. Don't worry, we didn't forget about our buddy, our guy Jim Miller over at Hawthorne Racecourse, at Hawthorne Jim on Twitter. Jim, we're 28 days away from the Derby.
How crazy is that to think 28 days away from a Derby in September, Joe? It's really weird. It's going to be a weird Derby weekend. And I guess the question is it going to be competing with the opening weekend of college football or not? That still remains to be unseen.
And another one of our guys, Dustin Rhodes, I know he's got the paper out. He's got the pen out. He needs some picks for this weekend. So how about some picks for the people?
Yeah, and I'll tell you, this is a great weekend to look at it because, Joe, here's the thing. You're a month from the Kentucky Derby, but you have the horse that won the Belmont, who was the first leg of the Triple Crown, who's back racing this weekend. So a couple tracks you have to look at. First off, look at Saratoga, and we're going to kind of work backwards this weekend. Start with race 11 at Saratoga. This is the $1 million Travers on Saturday afternoon. It goes a mile and a quarter. And 'tis the law, the Belmont winner is in that race. It's the six horse in there. So even if you don't want to bet, you got to watch just to see, because this horse will be the favorite in the Kentucky Derby. So watch the six horse, 'tis the law in there. But if we want to make some money, go to race eight at Saratoga. That's a grade three, 5.5 furlongs on the turf, a horse by the name of Chewing Gum. This is the seven horse in there. 9-2 in the morning line, sits back early, comes charging late in the lane. Chewing Gum's going to be really good in race eight at Saratoga. Then move to Hawthorne Saturday night, race six, go to the three-horse Call for Justice. Bet this horse across the board. This horse draws well, has been racing very well all summer long, and I think you'll get a little bit of a price on that one as well.
Jim, that's some great advice for everybody to take a look at Saratoga and some of the horses that will be involved in the Kentucky Derby. And during your handicapping, as you mentioned, if you're not betting it, you can also scratch some names off that you won't be betting for the Derby, right?
Well, and that's the thing about it, because we don't know if there's going to be a full gate of 20 or not for the Kentucky Derby, and you don't know who's going to be peaking, because normally you'd have all these prep races stacked up for that first Saturday in May. It's just not the same now, Joe. You get a couple of horses that pop in here or there. Horse like 'Tis the Law, you know, is going to be the favorite. So maybe look for someone to run big in the Travers that will be a price in the Kentucky Derby, because you might have that opportunity to beat the favorite in there just based on the timing of the race alone.
Jim Miller, Hawthorne Racecourse, at Hawthorne Jim on Twitter. Jim, talk to you next Saturday morning.
You got it. Thanks, Joe.
We got you covered every which way. Saturdays, 8 to 9 a.m., Early Odds, Sports Radio 670. The Score. Big thanks to Jim Miller there. Also, Friday, Pauly on the golf. Johnny Avella with DraftKings Info. Four books in Illinois now. And Alex B. Smith on hockey. Subscribe to Early Odds with Joe Ostrowski on the podcast catcher of your choice, just in case you miss an episode. It's always there waiting for you. Follow me on Twitter at Joe0670, at Joe0670. I throw the direct links up there. Inside the Clubhouse with Bruce Levine and Matt Spiegel is next here on The Score. Best of luck, everyone.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.